from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue-a-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws with monkey sounds in there called good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon. Hey, welcome in, everybody. Happy Wednesday, Wrestling Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, brother.
We've got... before the show even started, Kevin, the Orange O guy, he sent us something on Twitter that I didn't even know was going on. SummerSlam. Hey, he said, happy SummerSlam Wrestling Wednesday. Wrestling Wednesday.
Wrestling.
And it's, we got SummerSlam this Saturday on Peacock. Peacock's going to be popping off on Saturday. They got the Olympics and they've got wrestling.
The old Peacock has made the transition. Here's the thing. If you make your product very good,
yeah,
which the whole Gold Zone and being able to switch through things seamlessly, that's the thing right there, is I think the ability to switch through things.
Yeah.
The streaming services, if they figure this out, where you can have multiple products up on the screen so I could switch between commercials, and they're going to be like, well, we want the commercials. It's like, no, I want to be able to switch.
Pick me. I have hand up. Oh, if you're watching on YouTube.com/1080AM, the Fan, got my hand up. This, okay, we're all hoping that the app services, they get to a point where they can kind of integrate them to where I can jump in between the apps easier. I'm going to volley this right back over and say, a television company will get my business if they can come up in the TV, not the apps themselves, but a television, say,
like a channel.
Say Samsung, it has the ability to where they can integrate all of the apps. And it's like, no, if you cut the cord, our TV makes it way easier for you.
So you just like changing the channel is the apps of the channels?
Yeah. Yeah. And you can Ooh. Seamlessly jump back and forth between the apps, because that to me is my biggest fear of cutting the cord is when you're like, okay, well, I've got to go to YouTube TV for like the Big Ten Network, but I can't get, I don't know, whatever this channel is on Hulu, right? Or just like, I don't want to have to jump between ESPN Plus and Peacock and Paramount Plus. Like, give me, the TV does that for me.
Will, I'm going to need you to edit this entire segment out, because this is how Dusty and I make money.
Yeah. right? I'm spinning it onto the TV companies. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that they're on this.
Yeah.
They got to be on this. I'm sure that somebody's going to text in on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Hey, morons, this already exists. But I'm saying this out loud. Mm-hmm. In the event it does exist, I want that TV. That's how you get my bitness.
Yeah, that $5,000 curved OLED TV.
Does the curve really matter that much?
Yeah, it's sweet.
It's pretty cool.
It's awesome. My old O-line coach had it in college. Yeah. I always snuck over to his house to watch big games.
It's pretty cool.
I might just be missing it. I've only seen like one or two shows or whatever.
That's a little immersive experience. But the one that I really like, have you seen the one that's like the like 1 foot by 1 foot like plastic cells that you just like plug into the wall? They're like these little boxes.
Yeah.
And they had one of those at weirdly enough, it was like this high-end, bougie, it's Las Vegas, Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
And we went in there, and they had a LCD wall TV that was unbelievable. It was like an 8K one of these giant, like, you know, like I said, these plastic cells you put together screens. And I wasn't sitting but maybe 10 feet from it, and it wasn't overwhelming or anything. And I looked at my wife, and I was like, what about one of these? You know, just smaller. And she's like, no, you can't do that.
I along those veins, because each of those cells, they like compress together and you can get one big picture.
Yes.
Or you can break it up into whatever you want, right? Along those same lines, I saw it was like a TikTok of check out this $1 million TV.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, rich person home. They had a potted plant. Like it was like a big potted plant. And dude like pushes the button and the potted plant slides back.
TV
and
pops up.
TV with four panels
unfurls.
Oh. And it's like those those blocks or cells where they link up, and it was a 100-inch television on their outdoor patio.
Oh.
And then when you're done watching TV, you hit the power button, it collapses down on its own and goes zoop, and the potted plant
covers it back
goes
up.
Goes right back over, and it just looks like you have a really nice patio.
And said, do you have the bat cave?
Yeah. I was like, I want.
I would look.
And that's what I would spend my money on.
That's what I'm saying. If I had all that kind of money, I would 100% just do the most egregious stuff like that. Also, I'm watching Team USA. South Sudan right now, is that what we got?
Yeah, and we'll get to. I want to get to that.
I just want to say they started Jason Tatum.
I have to
because he just missed a three.
Okay,
so horribly.
Okay,
I almost choked.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. God, we'll get to that.
No, I don't care. I'm breaking the tease.
We'll get to that. That's what I would spend my money on if I was super rich, though. I would have all. If I won the lottery,
okay. Here's your lottery question.
But
what is the one? Like one room you would have to have in your house. You win that like $1 billion lottery. Like, I think it's easy one to say like, oh, I'd have a basketball court or, you know, I'd have a nice kitchen. I think those are kind of like the givens, but like Dame has the music studio.
No, it would be either I would go, this is a toss up for me right now, like a kick-ass theater room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I feel like I can also transition this into a kick-ass theater room is golf simulator. Like a golf simulator lounge room.
That's a great one.
Where it's like a man cave where you have a bar in the back, you got seating in there, but it's a golf simulator room.
That's fantastic.
But that is a television as well.
Yeah,
I think
those cells could serve that same kind of purpose.
Yep, I'm going golf simulator room.
Okay.
Like the high end. I don't know, the Tiger Woods simulators I've heard are really good.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm with you, and I think I would very much lean in that same general direction. I think that'd be pretty righteous. I have thought about this far too much because I've been stuck in traffic far too many times where I see the sign for like the lottery, and I'm like, what would I do with that?
Yeah.
And as much as I would, number one, like a music studio would be way up there. I would buy every instrument I've ever played and have all of that in there. But the more I started thinking about it, I'm like, I'm going to be older. I'm going to be more broken. I'm going to need more maintenance.
Mm.
I would have like my own freaking like man spa.
The spa.
Like, yeah, legitimately.
This,
like,
is not a surprise, as we know. You enjoy the finer things in life.
But I mean, like, have a massage to start the day every day, kind of a deal. Like, you know, if you have the money, you obviously have the people to come in and do it. But yeah, like, they'll start a little day with like a little assisted stretching.
Yeah.
A little massage.
Right.
Make sure that I got to get the LeBron hyperbaric chamber and perhaps HGH.
I mean, yeah, you went hyperbaric chamber, but it was like, I mean, all the gear.
Yeah, like all of the gear known to man.
Yeah, you'd be like doing that.
Like Rogue?
What is that rumor? The super rich people use, like, they do.
Adrenochrome?
No, they do young blood transfusions.
Yeah, you know, adrenochrome. Like,
that's what it is?
That's what it's called.
Yeah. Okay. I want the young blood.
The blood cells, like, that haven't seen
God
life.
You're creepy.
Yeah. That's like, man, it's basically a degree away from vampirism. So,
Tom Cruise stays young. That's what they say on the internet. No, you got to get a sweet gym, though, dude.
Well, that's like a gym,
kitchen. Those are
patio.
Those are given?
Yeah, I think those are the givens. Okay. Like
a bathroom with heated tile.
Like, my parents rebuilt. No, you do.
You don't know the luxury of a heated toilet seat or a heated tile floor. Like, when you walk in the middle of winter and you no more cold feet.
Like, or getting out of the shower, like, it feels good to step down.
Yeah.
My parents remodeled their house, and they did that when they had heated towel racks.
Oh.
So it dries, like, reuse the towel. Bro, like, they aren't that, like, I know how bougie that sounds, but doing that, like, if you have the, like, if you're ripping the floor up, it's actually not that big of a deal. Like, you just put a coil. It's not, like, this huge, like, massive expense that exists.
I'd buy the nicest toilets, too.
Oh, God, we would go on the toilet every day.
But I mean, the nicest toilet has all of that.
Okay.
It has the heated water, a little air drying system for your undercarriage. I mean, it's got all of it.
I wonder how expensive those really get, because I've seen like some that are like $700-$800
that
have like a lot of bells and whistles. Can we? Yeah. Does like a $5,000 toilet exist?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, you can get up to. I think you can get upwards of closer to like $10,000 toilets.
Oh, God, $9,937, $15,000, $22,000.
I got the Toto Norist AC Dual Flush. It's a $20,000 toilet, and it looks like a box.
It looks like an egg.
Why? Why is it so expensive?
You know, they have this Acorn prison toilet. It looks like a prison toilet. It looks like a metal prison toilet. $1,135 for a prison toilet.
It has batteries that you need for this one. Self-cleaning after 8 hours of activity.
See, whoa. If you have 8 hours of activity on that thing, man, you should go to a doctor.
This thing, I don't...
Oh, you're not talking one session. You're talking...
I would assume it's not one
session. Putting in the work day on this.
Hey, you know what? Maybe you need some alone time.
News is you can buy with ShopPay. The $22,000 toilet, you can get your integrated shop pay on here. So there's a remote control for it.
Yeah.
Let's see. While in use, the contoured seat is heated with 5 temperature settings. And it has an automatic air deodorizer activated to hide unpleasantries.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
But $22,000, like, what?
Do you get to pick your scent, too? Is it like
you get new car smell? You never get vanilla?
You get new car smell in there. You can get new shoe smell, fresh cut grass. It's like, oh, yeah, Dad was in there. We know Dad was in there. Smells like fresh cut grass now.
The lid closes to automatically say goodbye.
As you marvel at the beauty and technology behind the Neo Rest.
Yeah, it's like an AI integrated toilet where it's sitting there like, whoa, buddy, maybe you should need to add some fiber to your diet when you hop off.
I don't understand, though, like, what about this makes it $22,000?
This elite toilet with integrated bidet delivers an unparalleled sense of relaxation to you in the most comforting and refreshing ways possible.
That's what I'm talking about.
These cold ones, they look like trash cans, like kitchen
do.
Trash cans.
They do. They look like diaper genies.
Yeah, like, this looks like a torture device, not something comfortable to sit on.
So, it would fit really well in your house.
I mean, it does go with the aesthetic. Oh, and the color changes. It's got like an RGB, like, back.
Because that's what we need. That's what you need, mood lighting.
I want a little
you need mood lighting.
I want a little rave toilet.
Like you're sitting there
it just pulses with you.
Like you set the color to red and the toilet's like, oh boy.
Or it changes to red when it senses that it's a code red.
Whoa, Nelly.
You walk out and the light's off and the red light's still on, your wife just looks at you and goes, I'm not going in there.
How about this?
Said so.
The Herbo Dagobert wooden toilet throne. It genuinely looks like a throne. It is made out of wood. It has a candle on
this
the backside
like
of it.
What Tywin Lannister was killed on?
Yeah, $15,000.
At least I can understand that one. It's like a treated wood with some porcelain. Mm.
I'll tell you what though, delivery's free on it. Okay, delivery is free.
I'm still tripping out like this whole Neo Rest toilet thing. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand. Like the gold toilet, I get that one. Like it's gold plated.
It's 24 karat gold, but that one is only $1,400 because nobody wants that.
Which is insane. Like I just don't.
Yeah. Like how upset if you spend like $22,000 on a toilet, if that thing ever gets clogged, I want my money back.
Right?
That toilet should never get clogged if it's that expensive.
What's more insane, the $22,000 toilet paper or $22,000 toilet or the $17 a roll toilet paper?
What?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Hannah Bisho. It's the world's most expensive toilet paper.
I'm not doing that.
It's made of like silk fibers.
No. No.
How has this not been a flex and a rap song yet?
I don't.
I'm still blown away by the $1,100 prison toilet. Like that still is blowing my mind right now.
Well, I mean, like cosplaying is expensive, and so you get Ali G out here trying to live the prison life. It's got to be able to withstand a lot of things: drug manufacturer, wine making, and the occasional head being bashed into it.
Sure,
So it's built to last.
All of those great.
Also,
points.
Selling to the government always make it more expensive.
Now we're talking. See? There, yeah. Yep. The 2-in-1 toilet sink, prison toilet.
Yuck.
Okay. Yeah. $2,800. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely do one and the other in there.
It is the same water. You know, it doesn't come from the toilet bowl.
Mm.
You got different.
Yeah. Justify this. Keep going.
A different piping there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like here we go. A gold ceramic toilet.
Yeah.
Is $5,500. Like I can get behind this. Like I understand what's happening here.
Yeah.
But this $22,000 for this other one, like I need to do a deep dive on the old Neo Rest here and be like, what kind of scam are they running?
It probably gives you like leg massage.
Okay, now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now, like we're talking like a full on throne where like this is a massage chair with a hole in the middle kind of a situation.
Yeah. This
which would be a part of my room
on the Vancouver Ford text line. As an electrician, towel warmers are the worst to install.
My dad said that it was a nightmare to do that.
Okay. I've heard that if you want to get a bidet or like the seat warming toilets and stuff, getting the coating on that is tough because you have to be a certain distance from your shower in order. It has to be like in a closet.
Mm.
Not because you can't have live outlets directly next to your shower. So if it goes like shower pooper door, you can't have that there.
Mm.
I had a buddy who ran into that.
So you just got to run an extension cord?
Yeah, because everybody likes the classy bathroom with extension cords running through it, you know?
Just tape it to the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, that was a whole journey that we went through. And Rufio says he's soliciting advice. He's finishing his basement right now, and he wants the best option to make one of his walls a TV, going back and forth between a 90-inch TV or an HD projector. It depends on if it's your basement and you have no windows, the projector will be fine.
Yeah, it's going to be if you have any light
pushing
in.
But you can't have lights on around it, though, because it'll mess up your picture. So you better be
like
living
me,
that Danny life.
Yeah, if you're like me and you like to live in the cave, the projector's dope.
That's what I'm talking about.
But if you have people who don't like to live in the cave.
Look, we're answering the big questions in life right now.
I like it.
All right, Vancouver Ford text line is 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. Tease Wrecker Danny already jumped into USA versus South Sudan in the middle of toilet talk, which I thought was a little offsides.
Well, I mean, Jason Tatum's jumper belonged to the toilet.
There is a change to the starting lineup for Team USA. Steve Kerr said he felt embarrassed after playing Serbia. He's rectifying that today. Danny Dusty on The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Team USA looking for a little bit of revenge against South Sudan. Remember, everybody was embarrassed. Gilbert Arenas was xenophobic after hearing of Team USA's 101-100 victory in a tune-up match against South Sudan prior to the Olympics. It was a game far closer than it should have been. I think the message has been received.
Yeah, the defense has been ratcheted up to a new crazy level. They were suffocating South Sudan in that first quarter.
After leading 26-14 at the end of the first quarter, it's now 31-16. Team USA up on South Sudan. But the big story of the day is Steve Kerr making a change to his starting lineup. The starting five for Team USA: Steph Curry, Devin Booker, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Jason Tatum getting the start. This coming a day after Steve Kerr said he was embarrassed that Jason Tatum didn't get any run against Serbia.
I mean, this is all hilarious, and just it's a PR nightmare, because I don't think Kerr wanted to play Tatum, because stylistically he doesn't really fit, because he's a bit of a ball stopper. And Kevin Durant, if you're going to have a ball stopper, having the best shooter in the history of the game of basketball as your ball stopper is a good place to go.
Yeah, probably.
Jason Tatum's not that. Like, don't get me wrong, he's a tremendous player.
Yeah, I'd go for the 7-footer that can move.
Yeah, the 7-footer that is the best shooter in the history of the game, not named Steph Curry. Like, that's, I want that guy. That's the ball stopper I want. Derek White and Jrue Holiday are playing. I'm like, yeah, they're playing a role of, hey, I mean, want you to use 90% of your effort to be suffocating defensively.
What does it tell you, though, that Steve Kerr felt the need to come out and say, I feel embarrassed I didn't play Jason Tatum, if you're Tyrese Halliburton, where he's just looking around like, well, I'm not starting today. I also didn't play against Serbia.
But also doesn't have this big, giant green machine behind it saying it's some sort of conspiracy. And that's the thing, is that that's where a lot of this comes from, in that Halliburton, I don't think he's just happy to be there. Like, he's probably not thrilled with sitting out because he is a great player. But there is always one player who doesn't really get much burn on this team.
Yeah.
And that's just the nature of the beast, because of how loaded this team is.
Could have been Cooper Flagg.
To be honest, I still think it's the way they should have gone. I think they should have taken Cooper on this team, and I think they should have taken Caitlin Clark on the other, on the women's team.
Derek White is playing a lot of minutes, though, for Team USA. Yeah. Like, they, it's not like they brought him in and shoved him at the end of the bench. They did that to Jason Tatum, who played just as many minutes as Jaylen Brown against Serbia. But that has been that has changed already.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's so much of this is just the politics of it. And we didn't talk about this when you were gone, but it did happen while you were gone. Grant Hill kind of stepped in a little bit and calling Jaylen Brown a bit of a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, yeah.
But he's not wrong.
But in also, that Jaylen Brown solely thinks that it's Nike that held him out.
And that's the thing is, it's not solely, but it is a Nike thing. Like, that's a real thing.
Yep.
Like, it's the worst kept secret in basketball that you know, if you aren't a Nike athlete, it is harder to make this roster. The reason why Cooper Flagg is getting major consideration is he has been in the Nike pipeline for 2 years. If he hits the NBA without a signature shoe, I'll be shocked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Legitimately, I will be shocked if he does not have that shoe. Please don't pipeline him to Jordan Brand, because they did that with Zion. They did that with Luka, and their shoes suck.
They're not good.
Come on, man.
They save them all for Michael, which is what they should do.
And it's like all of the Jordan PEs now are just ugh. But this whole thing is just so dumb because it's Jason Tatum's ego.
Yeah.
No. That's what this is. And it's just like, come on, man.
Well, Team USA is taking care of business against South Sudan right now.
They are throttling them.
36-17. And we're about approaching midway through the second quarter. So, hey, good on you, Team USA.
Yeah, they figured it out. I mean, we're going to ratchet up the defense. And that's the thing is, that's why Derek White has been playing so much, why Jrue Holiday has been playing so much, is that they're just going to go out there and just be suffocating on the perimeter.
Do it. Well, Derek White just did it right there. Mm-hmm. Deflection, damn near got a steal. I wonder if South Sudan has this issue with Nike that Jaylen Brown's going through, seeing as, you know, how many of the Apex athletes are on the South Sudan team?
Yeah.
Their jersey sponsor is Apex, mm-hmm. and that was a throwback for me. Yep. Remember the Apex jackets? Like, they came after Starter. Like, Starter was making the poofy coats, and then Apex came in over the top. Was like, no, we're going to get in on this game. I didn't even know Apex was still around.
Bit of a shock. We'll say, after the Gilbert Arenas comments, there was a note about Luol Deng, who's basically funding South Sudan. He pays for everything for this team out of pocket.
That is awesome.
Which, like,
that was one thing you always heard about Luol Deng is like he was so charitable, but he really cared about giving back to home, and that's something Manute Bol did in spades as well.
Yep,
in giving back to his home country, and that it's really important. It's really cool to see Luol Deng actually do that.
Yeah, no, and as it pertains to NBA Africa, Ike, one of the assistant coaches with the Trailblazers, he takes shoe donations from NBA players. And I was at the PF meeting with somebody a couple weeks ago, and he was literally wheeling out like the big U-Haul boxes full of shoes to send to the Nike or to the NBA Africa camps.
Oh, sweet.
Like, and again, like, they need like the 15, 16s, and 17s down there too. Like, if you think they're hard to find here, they're not exactly easy to find in the sub-Saharan.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, these people that have ties to these nations, man, they do so much because they still need a lot of help to catch up.
Has anybody brought up though the fact that Ant Edwards was on, and it wasn't even a question that he would be on this team, and he's an Adidas guy?
I think so much of that because of the marketing was so overwhelming.
But he was in the pool before he popped this year and really went crazy.
And I can the very direct line is, who was his college coach?
Tom Crean at Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Who's an assistant coach?
And Tom Crean is with who?
Team USA.
There you go.
There you go.
There's your tie.
Yeah, he's an assistant coach at Team USA now. It's Tom Crean.
Ran into him in Las Vegas. Great dude.
Mark Few.
Spoelstra
and Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
That's a damn good staff,
pretty good staff, yeah.
Yeah.
Spoelstra's getting this job after the Olympics.
Oh, well, I don't think Steve Kerr wants it anymore.
No, he doesn't.
He's now embarrassed of not playing Jason Tatum. Yeah. So he started him.
And Spo would sit there and go, nah, I don't care.
Ty Lue, too.
Ty Lue?
Yeah. Ty's on the staff, too.
There he is.
Yeah. Pretty good staff.
That is a good staff.
So you got 4, 7, 8.
Is Crean on staff or is he just with Team USA?
I think he's with Team USA.
Okay.
So you've got 8.
That man's a lunatic. He's NBA. Married to a Harbaugh. Did you know that?
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
It he's married right to the Harbaugh sister.
Yeah, that's that.
Fits in.
That, I mean, that's the your energy matching the energy.
Yeah. A lot of milk. There's
what, eight titles between those coaches right there? Those three head coaches? Pretty good.
I mean, yeah, that is really good. And Mark Few's there, too.
Yeah, Mark Few.
Made a Final Four or two.
He did.
Yeah, no titles, but, you know.
He did. He's come really damn close, which is saying something, Gonzaga.
It is.
Like, I mean, yeah, no. That it really, the quite, Final Fours and making titles and
quite
being
the
relevant.
Quite for Spokompton.
You kidding me?
Right.
It's huge. All right, 503-864-6326. We'll keep you updated on any of the Olympic stuff.
Oh, Tyrese Halliburton getting into the game.
Hey, look at that. Hey, look at that. Hmm. Let's go to NFL training camps coming up next because, boy, this is a bad look. Next on The Fan.
Yeah! Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
One of the big storylines in NFL training camps this year is Justin Herbert, and will he have a go-to wide receiver in that Chargers wide receiver room? They get rid of Mike Williams and Keenan Allen this offseason, and they had to because they're paying a lot of people a lot of money. Drafted Ladd McConkey, the wide receiver out of the University of Georgia, who's a slot inside guy. But they didn't have a definitive number one, and what they were hoping for was that year two for Quentin Johnston, the wide receiver out of TCU, who was selected in just last year's draft, 21st overall. They were hoping Quentin Johnston would finally grow some chemistry and continuity with his quarterback and start to pop this year.
In the new era of wide receiver play, has there been a bigger bust on a guy that everybody thought was like the safest? Like, nobody really thought Quentin Johnston was going to be it was going to be this thing like, I don't know if he's going to work out. It was like, yeah, no, big body dude who was incredibly successful at a Big 12 school where like
good speed, played in a national title, like, carried Max Duggar.
To like Heisman candidacy. Like, there was no flag upon him of like, well, his hands are suspect. You know, his footwork is kind of cheeks. You know, he's been injured. Like, there was nothing there. It was like, no, big body dude who runs crisp routes, has good hands, has elite speed. Like, everything about him made like he
didn't have
sense.
Those red flags. No, I mean, and it was not a concern. And look, they had Keenan Allen last year. They were looking for another big-bodied receiver to put on the outside so you could have Mike Williams on one side and Quentin Johnston on the other, and you could help watch him grow and develop as the season went on. That just hasn't been the case with Quentin Johnston. And apparently, according to all the reports out of the Chargers training camp, it's going worse than we could expect. He is having problems running routes, mm-hmm. like top of routes. He's not getting in and out of his breaks effectively. He is dropping, and this is according to the reporters, he has dropped more balls than they can count.
Good
and there
Lord.
Are video lowlights being compiled of him in the breadbasket. Like, the only catches that he is making
body catches
are when he's facing the quarterback. Mm. Like, he runs a curl and he's actually coming back to the quarterback. Whether it's a slant where his body's a little bit to the side on any deep ball, he is just dropping
nothing
everything.
With his hands. This is like, I was running a quick googly search of the biggest wide receiver bust to try to find a comp. Justin Blackmon isn't the comp because he was just so good in college, but also was like,
well, he had his issues.
Yes.
When he got to the NFL.
Kevin White. I think that's the
with
one.
The Bears.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
He
where
was
it's like
injured. He was just in. Like,
yeah, you're right.
He had season-ending injuries. I think his first 2 or 3 years.
God, yeah, you're right. I was thinking more it was just the Bears and being dysfunctional. But
well, there's that, too. Let's not rule that out. Let's not rule that one out. But he got banged up.
What about Rodgers?
Which one?
With the Lions.
Yeah. Carlos Rodgers?
Yeah. Like, that's got to be...
Yeah, that was not a good one.
I'm trying... But, like, again, even then, there's still some flags there. There's concerns. Like, I can't think of a guy who's just, like... Because when we talked about when the Chargers made that pick last year, you and I were both like, that's a good pick.
Good work.
That makes sense. Like, everything about this, like, we liked him coming out.
Yeah.
And I think everybody liked him coming out. I can't recall a single person being like, oh, the Chargers really reached here.
Yeah.
This wasn't Alex Leatherwood.
Yeah. Kevin White, by the way, I went and looked him up. 7th overall draft pick by the Bears in 2015. He had a stress fracture to his shin, which he needed surgery for in 2015. 2016, October 5th, it was announced he had a fractured fibula. Be missing the rest of the season.
Okay.
And then
fractured
his left shoulder blade in 2017. And then in 2018, they declined his fifth-year option.
Yeah, I mean, that's man didn't get enough calcium.
Do you think at this point...
He needs to drink milk.
Do you think at this point, Johnston has the yips? Like, he has let everyone get into his head so much after he struggled last year.
There's also a lot going back to how TCU used him and where they were most effective, and he had his biggest games. Mm-hmm. He wasn't playing on the outside. Mm. And so there may be a little bit of a comfort of him being inside. His biggest games and biggest plays and most successful drives that they had at TCU with him were when he was playing inside and not on the outside. And there is a big difference there, because you're getting matched up on a corner on the outside who's one of the two best defenders on the outside.
As opposed
you're getting
to
a nickel or a safety or a linebacker in the slot. And so they mismatched with him at TCU, which then that puts that on the Chargers in their draft evaluation process of saying, well, this guy works far better inside than outside. Now we're going to put him on the outside anyways.
Yeah, and that's interesting, because even with, you know, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, like Keenan Allen is your inside guy.
But he had the ability to go outside too, though.
But
yeah,
I mean, like, if you're drafting, like, if you look at that, you're drafting and you already know that you have a guy in Keenan Allen who is more successful inside.
There is a lot of revisionist history, though, with that draft and what the Chargers did, and saying, well, you could have taken Zay Flowers or, you know, Tank Dell or Jalen Hyatt.
But we all know, like, nobody was doing that then. That's for damn sure.
No. And it's what you were looking for.
Yeah.
They were looking for a big body outside receiver. Yeah. So, I mean, could you have gone on the outside with Jordan Addison, who went two picks later?
But
he's bigger. But then a guy like Tank Dell or...
Jordan's not that big, though.
No, he's 6'1".
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
he's probably about $195.
But that they were looking for imposing guy on the outside who could go up high point ball and be a vertical threat for him. And you had Keenan Allen. You had small, shifty wide receivers.
And Mike Williams.
Mike Williams, too.
You had guys who that he seemed like the perfect complement. That's why we loved the pick so much. It was like, yeah, this is a great this happens every now and then.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, the mental, like, the tools are there. It's not, this isn't a situation where you're just like, oh, he's a raw athlete and he's got to figure out how to use his hands, or he's got to really get into his route footwork. And we're like, all the evaluations saw him as a guy, as a first round evaluation wide receiver.
Yeah.
Like, there was no question about it. There was no reach. There was no quandary about, well, it's like, but every now and then it just feels like we've gotten so good at the wide receiver position. In general,
well, guys can come in and play
immediately and not just be okay, but be great.
And like, we also look at it as system and fit. Like, people are like, "Oh, you could have taken Puka Nacua." It's like, well, yes, so could every other team in the league 5 times, because he was a 5th round pick.
Congratulations. Yeah.
It's the same Brock Purdy argument, like, oh, well, we could have had Purdy. Yeah, well, system and scheme, they matter a whole hell of a lot. Yeah. But sometimes you have a guy like Quentin Johnston where it wasn't going
to
work.
No, he just may need to go somewhere else.
Man. Yeah.
Start all over again.
It is a discouraging development for the Los Angeles Chargers.
Because they have nobody out there.
You're looking at a wide receiver room now where your top three receivers are going to be Josh Palmer, DJ Chark, Ladd McConkey. And Ladd McConkey may be the guy you're going to have to lean on.
Ladd looks really good, though, in
he
camp.
Does. Well, he is really good. I mean, he is really stinking good. I remember when Oregon opened up with Georgia, he torched Oregon in that game.
Yeah,
but everybody's like, hey, watch out for this McConkey kid. Yeah. He's going to be pretty good. Yeah, he turned out to be really damn good. And they're like, yeah, he's kind of he's pretty fast for, you know, white guy. It's like, well, yeah, he ran what, a 4.38?
4.38, yeah, 4.34. Like, it was lightning fast.
Like, no, he's just fast for anybody on planet Earth.
They had him, and then Bowers was banged up, and they had Dwayne Washington kind of make his debut in that game, right?
Yeah, he jumped over a human. Yeah,
that's right. He hurtled him down the sideline.
Sure did.
6'8", 280-pound tight end hurtling somebody.
Sure did. That was pretty good. All right, so bad if you are a Chargers fan, if you're hoping Quentin Johnston is going to pop this year, don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, do not. I would not grab him with your fantasy team.
He's a guy that you pull for, wires. Though.
Yeah, no, no. I want him to do well. Stylistically, that's my kind of wide receiver.
Yeah, and if he does have the yips, and that's a very real thing.
Yes, 100%.
Where you just get in your own kitchen. If he gets the yips, it's going to be hard to pull out of it. But you're hoping he has the
locally,
yips right now.
Locally, I think Chris Murray does with his jumper. Like, legitimately, I think Chris has a little bit of the yips with his jumper right now.
Hey, let's get into a little Blazers, okay. Because you did some digging last night.
I did.
Next on The Fan.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Shout outs to the homie P1 Rufio. He dropped off.
He went full
ice cream on us. Yeah, dude, what a great day to do it, too.
Right?
I'm eating SpongeBob.
Strawberry shortcake.
Oh, it's such a good one. That's a classic.
I haven't had this in years.
Ortner somehow weaseled his way into the ice cream sandwich.
Yeah. It's the best one, dude.
Well, I know it is, but you know, you seem to keister that one away from both of us. The Nestle Toll House ice cream sandwich is elite.
It's a big one, too.
It is elite.
To be fair, we're both talking the whole time, and he's not, so we probably wouldn't be able to eat that.
I'm still eating mine.
You're still eating yours? Okay. It's because I'm going to talk basketball.
Yeah, well, Devontae Graham signed yesterday, yes. And we were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot to kind of the intricacies of what Portland did. It's a nothing burger, essentially.
It
right?
is, and I saw a lot of people like, "Well, this is a precursor to trading Anthony Simons." No, no, it's not. It's not. The language that Adrian Wojnarowski used. It's a 1 year deal. It's a 1 year deal. It's a 1 year. It's a camp deal, guys. It's a camp deal.
Well, it's a 1 year deal in that his agent wanted everybody to know he has the opportunity to play a 1 year in Portland if
he gets converted into a real deal.
There we go.
That's the thing. It's like Portland's currently at 15 bodies on their roster. Of the guaranteed and non-guaranteed contracts. 14 contracts are currently guaranteed, with the one loan contract being Delano Banton, who's partially guaranteed. He's already been paid $200,000. He basically gets $1 million more guaranteed on opening night in the regular season, and then on January 10th, he gets another roughly $1 million to guarantee, to bring his deal to roughly $2.2 million. So that's the gist of it. So there's an opportunity that Devontae Graham could somehow beat out Delano Banton, and the Blazers would only be out $200,000 for Delano Banton, and because they would waive him before the regular season, and Devontae Graham would be the guy that they can convert into a minimum salary deal. Okay, that's one option. The other part of this is he just goes to camp.
Yeah,
because he can't be put on a two-way. He's too old to be on a two-way. 4 years or less, less than 4 years of service.
He was drafted 2017?
2018?
Yeah.
I think he's the same class as Ant, if I remember right.
Okay.
But it was like, well, this is like a precursor. They're going to trade Ant, and he's going to be the guy that steps in. Devontae Graham, look, I don't. This is not throwing shade at the guy. I everything I know about him is that he's a great dude. He's a great locker room guy. I reached out to folks I know with the Hornets and the Spurs, and they're like, nothing bad to say about the guy. Love him. Like, not even just like he's okay. He's like the great locker room guy. Not only is he okay with like bringing young guys along and helping them, like he wants to help the kids. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. That's a good thing. So if he does beat out Banton for that exact reason of like, hey, he's the Malcolm Brogdon who doesn't need to play, then it makes the backcourt minutes a little bit easier, right?
Sure.
Okay. The other side of this is like the Anthony Simons trade. Like, I said this yesterday, and I'll say it again. Despite what is out there, I have not heard a single inkling about the Portland Trailblazers moving or being motivated to move Anthony Simons before or during the season.
Okay.
Very specifically. Wink, wink, nod, nod. But if for some reason that somehow changed, the Blazers don't need to go get Devontae Graham ahead of time to make sure. Number one, you don't know what you're getting back in return yet. Number two, if they want Devontae Graham, they can just go get Devontae Graham afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's so, like, red-pilled of, like...
Well, when you say it that way...
Like, it just, there's no... You don't have to draw that line. Like,
yeah.
It can be a move totally separate from everything else. I think what people tend to forget, particularly this time of the year, is that rosters can go up to 21 players in the offseason.
Okay.
Okay? So, with the addition of... Delano Banton on a non-guaranteed deal, that brings them to 15. With Justin Manaea and Bryce McGowan, that brings them to 17. Jackie Huey was given an Exhibit 10 deal. That brings them to 18. Devontae Graham is now 19. There's no...
They had two more spots.
Yeah, and then they'll... All right. And in all likelihood, they'll probably use one more, because if you have 20 bodies, what can you do? You can go two sets of 5-on-5 in camp on both courts.
Hey, there you go.
Ta-da!
All right. And that's talking Devontae Graham. Yeah. And I think that's needed, though, because there's a lot of, like, panic in the streets, especially on the heels of the report. The aggregators taking what Aaron Fentress said in Sacramento radio and turning it into trades are imminent, trades are happening. It's important that we get those, the context of what these moves all mean. Basketball coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, hour number two, we start with another, it's list season, another controversial list by ESPN. Danny is hot about this one, but not the city of Portland. The Grant Generals are rallying around this list. That's for damn sure. Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.